with Aleph towards the bottom of the Amud. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer holds that Shabbos, Yontif and Shabbos are two Kedushas, and therefore one could make an Erev Tchumim in one Ruach for one day, and another Ruach for the other day. It's two Kedushas. And the Chachamim are Mesupik if it's Kedusha Achas or it's Shtei Kedushas. The Svar of Kedusha Achas, L'chayre is, since both have an Isser Tchumim on them, Sai Shabbos and Sai Yontev, so it's called, the Gabi the Isser Tchumim, it's called one big Isser Tchum. So therefore, one cannot split it to make an Erev for half of the Zman. It's equivalent to making an Erev for one day, Chet Sheila Mizrach, Chet Sheila Meirev. Around seven lines from the bottom. Omru Leila Rabbi Lezer. Iata Moide She'ein Ma'arvin Betchile Miyontev LeShabbos. They asked Rabbi Lezer, aren't you Moide that one is not permitted to be Ma'arv Betchile? That means, let's say, that Yontif is Erev Shabbos, so he's not permitted Erev Shabbos before Bein Hashmoshes to be Ma'arev miYontif leShabbos. He's not permitted to make a Erev. Omar Lohen Avol, he said, Emes, I agree with you. You're not allowed to make an Erev Shabbos Somach leBein Hashmoshes for Shabbos. So they said, if you're moide, you're not allowed to make an Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes, olai Kedusha Achasi. So that proves, so it's emes that it's one Kedusha. If it would be two Kedushas, why can't you make an Erev Tchumim, Erev Shabbos for Shabbos? It's two Kedushas, I'm making it for Shabbos. The Rabbi Elezer, so what does Rabbi Elezer hold? Hosam mishum hachone. He holds take two kedushas, but there's another problem involved. If you make an erev Shabbos, that's yontev, she being mechin mi yontev le Shabbos. So therefore, it is also. Let us see Rashi. I ata moide she'ein ma'arvin betchile mi yontev le Shabbos. Im loy irev bein hashmoshe shel erev yontev. If he did not make an erev bein hashmoshe shel erev yontev, bo utzrech lotzeis b'shabbos. That means erev yontev, he thought he would remain home. And then something came, and he has to go out Shabbos chutz l'tchum. I ato moide she'ein yochel la'arev mi yontev l'shabbos. Ye moide. Alme kedusha achasi. So you yourself are moide that it's called one long kedusha. Reiki yoim echot shen yochel la'arev b'chatzi hayoim. You can't make an erev in the middle of the day. Im la'irev bein hashmoshes. So you yourself hold that it's kedusha achas. He says, no. I hold it shtei kedushas. But there's a different problem. Mishum hachone. Shemeichin miyontev leShabbos, v'loy mishum taime dechad yoimu. The Isser is als achone, not als chad yoimu. Let us see Tosfos. V'Rabbi Lezer hosam mishum hachone. The reason one is not permitted to be ma'arev biyontev leShabbos is als achone. V'im taima frek Tosfos v'lomo li taima mishum hachone. Why do you have to say that it is osa al tzachone? Typically, the osa lemikni shvise b'shabbos. This is a loshen ha-gemorin be'yit. The Gemara says one is not permitted to make a kinyan shvise. B'Shabbos means in Yontif. One is not permitted to make a kinyan in Yontif, perish b'Yontif. A kinyan shvisa is also a kinyan. So one is not permitted to make Maisa Kinyonim in Yontif. Kivin de Biyontif also Lotzeis Chutzletchum. Since Yontif is also Lotzeis Chutzletchum, so therefore one is not allowed to make a Kinyon in Yontif. I think Taisvis means to be mevayer as follows. If Yontif wouldn't be also Lotzeis Chutzletchum, so this whole Kinyon Shvise, it doesn't mean anything in Yontif. What's Pshat? I'm Koine Shvise. In Yontif, there's no such music. You can go wherever you want. So then it wouldn't have a Toiras Kinyon to Aser in Yontif. But since Yontif is also Lotzeis Chutzletchum, so Memele, there is a Musik of Kinyon Shvise in Yontif. So therefore, in Yontif, I'm not allowed to make to be Koine Shvise for Shabbos, not also I'm making a Yontif le Shabbos. No, I'm making a Kinyon in Yontif, and that alone is an Issa. Where do we see such an Issa? We have to understand two things. We have to understand, number one, where do we see such an Issa? Number two, why is this Issa better than the Gemara's Issa? The Gemara says Al-Tzachone. So Taisis found the, so Taisis says there's another Issa. I mean, so by Chosis, that the Issa of what Taisis found is Shener than the Issa that the Gemara found. So that Taisis explains this. Kida Oma Perik Beis De Beye. The Gemara in Beis says as follows: the ein menichim eiruvei tchumim miyontev lachaveri. There, the Gemara is speaking about. There's a Meridiki Gemara over there. We're talking about. You have 2 days yontev. You have 2 days yontev, and in 2 days yontev, sveike de yoime means as follows: that really 1 day is choil and 1 day is yontev. And the Gemara says over there, "Ein menichin eruvi tchumim miyontev lachaveiroi." Even though I make a tnai, that means I make the tnai. Let's say miyontev lachaveiroi. Let me just explain to the Olam. The Gemara there is speaking about such an inyan. The Gemara is speaking about that there are 2 days yontev, and the third day is Shabbos. And he wants to make an Erev Tchumim for Shabbos. He wants to make an Erev Tchumim for Shabbos. So he says as follows. If today is Yontif, so I'm not making anything today. If today is not Yontif, so I want to make an Erev Tchumim for Shabbos. I'll put not an Erev Tchumim for Shabbos. Tomorrow, the second day Yontif, he says the same Pizgim. If today is Yontif, so I made it yesterday. No problem. Today, if today is not Yontif, I want to make an Erev Trumim for Shabbos. So, Be'etzim, he's not doing anything wrong. He's making a Poshet Etnai, and whenever the Erev is Chal, it is Chal in Yesod in a Yom Chol, because that's his whole Chesed. Today is Chol. I'm making today the Erev for Shabbos. If today is Yontif, so then the next day he makes the Erev for Shabbos. Va'afal pi kein, the Gemara says it is also. The Gemara says it is also. Why? Lemikni shvise b'Shabbos. Lemaise, you are koine shvise. You're making a kinyan in Yontif. You're making a kinyan in Yontif. What's it? I'm making a kinyan in Yontif. I'm saying it's only if it's chol I'm making the kinyan. I'm not making, what's that? I'm making a kinyan yontif. Oh, but the trucks doch the streimel b'shas meise. And you're saying the pizgim. So le meise, kiddish you made. Yontif it is. I'm making, maybe it's not yontif. Oh, but you're making a cheshbin. Oh, but since it's fourth yontif, even though, so that there's an issa of le mikni shvise b'yontif. There's an Isra Lemikta Shvisa Biyontif, even though I'm making a Tanai. That's what the Gemara says over there. The Ein Meinichin Eruvi Tchumim Miyontif Lechaveiroi. Va'aval Gav, the Hosam, so now Taisvis wants to bring about the Kasha. The Hosam Loishayich Beihachone. there wouldn't be an Issa Rachone. That means, if let's say if a Bayer would be Noilid the first day Yontif, it's Mutter the second day Yontif. Alt the Mamon of Sheikh. The Avil Gav, the Osam Loi Shaykh Bayachone, the Nil Do Boze, Mutteres Boze, because Alt the Mamon of Sheikh. If a bayah was nailed the first day yontav, it's mutter the second day yontav, al tzmamon of shech. If the first day was chayil, so it's mutter the second day. If the first day was yontav, so the second day is chayil. So we see, so Taisus Kasha is as follows. We find a gemara, Taisus found a gemara in bayah. The gemara in bayah holds that 2 days yontav with a mamon of shech, which al tzachone it would be mutter, Aval Pikain is a bazundere isa, one is not permitted to be kainish visa in yontif. So this is more chomer than achone. I feel in a case where achone won't apply, this isa of lemiknish visa will apply. So why did the Gemara have to say it's also? Al tachone, and this isa achone does not apply in all cases. This achana wouldn't apply if you have the beyond of lechavera. This achana would not apply. Let the Gemara say a issel that applies. After the beyond of lechavera, there's another issel. The mikne shvise beyond of is also. Va'aymeri the itzterich letaime the achana. The Gemara mentioned the time of achana. Mishum deman de shari hosam le mikne shvise b'shabbat. So Taisa says there's a machlokes there in Masechtas Beyah Daf Yedzayim. One man de yoma holds that it is mutter. So Mamela Agamora wants to say, so afilu, you don't hold of the issa le mikne shvise b'shabbat. Afal pikein, it is osar al tzachone. That's why the Gemara mentioned the time of achone. Now the Gedolei Achronim, Rabbi Kevege here, and the Maram Shif and Beya ask Akasha and Tosfos, the man the Yomar that said there in Beya that it is mutter miyontav lachaveiroi, not because he holds that lemikne shvise miyontav is mutter, because he holds the mamon of shech helps. He held the I'm not being kind of shvise miyontav. I'm making a mamon of shech. Either today is chel or tomorrow is chel. But no one holds that lemikne shvise miyontav is mutter. That's what they ask on Taisvis. But Taisvis seems to not learn like that. Taisvis learns that there is a machloikis, if there is such an Isser of Lemiknish Visa B'Shabbat. So the Gemara is going according to the Mandiyoma that holds that there's no Isser. Aval Kaponim, Miyontev L'Shabbos, there'll be an Isser of Achon. Inami, what Taisvis says, our Gemara is speaking about, not about Eruvi Chatz. Tchumim, Agamah is speaking about Eruvi Chatzeres. Inami, Mishum de Rabbonon Hikshu le Rabbi Elezer, Gam me Eruvi Chatzeres. That means, according to Rabbi Elezer, they're asking Akash, according to you, that Yontav and Shabbos are two Kedushas, why can't you make Eruvi Chatzeres in Yontav for Shabbos? That was their Akash, it's two Kedushas. So why can you make Eruvei Chatzeres miyontev l'Shabbos? Now what does Taisus mean to say? Let's just be Mevaya Taisus. Taisus means to say the whole Issel of L'miknei Shvise, that's Dafke by Eruvei Tchumim. So there's a Psakinyan involved. So Memele, there's a Mandioma that holds that there's an Issel L'miknei Shvise miyontev. But Eruvei Chatzeres, there's no Kinyan whatsoever. You're just Ma'ariv the Rishuyais. But there's no kinyan. So memele, and according to Rabbi Elezer, one is not permitted in Yontev to make an Eruvi Chatzeres for Shabbos. So here you can't say that the teretz of Lemikne Shvise is also. I'm not kind of anything. So therefore the Gemara say, but I'm being meichin me Yontev le Shabbos. Inami mishim drabonu hikshul Rabbi Elezer gam Eruvi Chatzeres. Why are you not permitted to make an Eruvi Chatzeres? Bishlam, if you hold Kedusha Achas, so in the middle of the, you can make Eruvi Chatzeres. But if you don't know Kedusha Achas, why can you make Eruvi Chatzeres? Lekach, tzorich letaretz, mishum achone. Teida, now Taisus wants to say, in Eruvi Chatzeres past oichet achone, תדע דחונן המשך ברובי חצרס, דו רב פויסק בשמייטן כרבי אלעזר, רב, we'll have the next סוגיה, רב פסקינס like רבי אלעזר, דה שתי קדושס הן, so we see it's two קדושס, ורב גופי פוסק בריש פרק בייס דה ביה, תהלוכי כתענה כמה, דה אומר, יונטב שחלי יויס, בערב שבס, אף יונטב איז ערב שבס, אין מערבן לאי אירובי תחומים, ולאי אירובי חצרס. So now, Taisva says, so let us understand Rav. Rav holds its shtei kedushas, and Rav holds, you're not allowed to be ma'arev eruvi chatzeres miyontav l'shabbos. V'kiven the shtei kedushas say, amai ein ma'alvin, al kochoch mishum hachone. So you see that there's an isra of hachone. So Taisva, in the second mahalach in Taisva, Taisva is learning pshat that the chachomim asked on Rabbi Elazar, if it's two kedushas, no, Eruvi Tchumim, I know the Teretz, Miknishvis, I'm not asking about Eruvi Tchumim. But I want to ask you, why can you make Eruvi Chatzeres? And you hold you can't make Eruvi Chatzeres also. And Taisis, there is a Tana in Beyed after Zainim at Beyed that holds you can't make Eruvi Chatzeres. Why can you make Eruvi Chatzeres? And that he answers, Al Tzachon. Miu Hosom de Koma Rebbe, Faktoch Taisvis, in Beyed after Zainim at Beyed, Taisa just brought before the Tanakama holds Ein Ma'arvin Lo Yeruvi Chatzeres Lo Yeruvi Tchumim Miyontav L'Shabbos. Rabbi says over there Ma'arvin Eruvi Chatzeres Avol Lo Yeruvi Tchumim. Rabbi over there splits it. Eruvi Chatzeres one is permitted to make Avol Lo Yeruvi Tchumim. Fractoisves, my time. What is Pshat and Rebbe that he differentiates between Eruvi Chatzeres and Eruvi Tchumim? What's the kash? The mi de shori Eruvi Chatzeres, if, I'm just saying now a yesod, that the whole reason why Eruvi Chatzeres is also Zal Tzachone. That's what Agamor is speaking about. That's why Rav Paskins, you're not allowed to make Eruvi Chatzeres on Yontem, that's Erev Shabbos, because of Zal Tzachone. The midishori eruvi chatzeres. If we see that Rebbe holds eruvi chatzeres is permissible, mashme the less leihachone. So why is he doesn't hold avachone? So if he doesn't hold avachone, v'im kein lomei ma'arvin eruvi tchume. So why can you make eruvi tchume? Uleman diyosa lemiknishvisa b'shabbat aneich. Is it tachtoises according to the man diyomar in Beya that holds his abnu iser of lemiknishvisa. So now I understand Rabbi very good. Achoni doesn't hold up. There's an issa of lamikne shvisa. This applies only by eruvi tchumim, and eruvi chatzeres is muta. Aval man de shori kosher. But Taisi said there's one man the yoma that bchalal does not hold this issa of lamikne shvisa biyontev. Frektach Taisves, I'm stuck now, and this is only because what Taisis cheshbet. Taisves said that if you hold Eruvi Chatzeres is osur, it's al tzachon. So if Rebbe holds that Eruvi Chatzeres is mutter to make Erev Shabbos, which is Yontev, so he doesn't hold of the Issa Rachon. If he doesn't hold of the Issa Rachon, and we don't hold there is an Issa of Lamik Nishvise, so why is Eruvi Tchumen osur? V'shemo yeshloimer de bohochi pligi Rebbe v'rabona. De Rebbe sovar loishayech iser hachone be'eruvi chatzeres. Now Tais wants to say azoy. In Emerson everyone holds there's an iser of hachone. And that's why Rebbe holds eruvi tchumim is osa, al tzachone. Ah, if hachone is osa, so why is eruvi chatzeres mutter? The Rebbe Sova loishayech iser hachone be'eruvi chatzeres kiven de biyontev shori lohoitzi michotzer lochotzer. He says the iser hachone, the Rebbe held that what am I doing wrong here? By making an eruvi chatzeres erev Shabbos, which is yontev, I'm being matter tiltul mechotzer lechotzer in Shabbos. So if Tiltul would be an Esek, Erev Shabbos, that means, if Tiltul would be Osir in Yontif, so it's called, I'm doing something now in Yontif. Then it goes into the gather of Achone. I'm making a matir for tomorrow. But since in Yontif Gufe, there's no such inyan of Eruvei Chatzeiris, because Tiltul is mutter, given the Beyontif Sharloitzi Mechatzel Lechatzel, so there's no inyan Bechlal of Hachone. Now, I'd just like to be Me'oirer a Maimer HaMuzger. There is a Machloikis HaPoiskim. Let us talk about Yontif for 1 minute. The halacha is, Haitzah is mutter in Yontif. But, Haitzah shaloi letzairich is osar in Yontif. A person is not allowed to carry stamazoi. If it's not a tzairich Yontif, he's not allowed to carry. Kavucha, there's a whole shayla. Shmira Shabbos Kilchos and Rav Moshe, if a person's allowed to take out a keychain with a lot of keys. He needs the key to his house, but in the key, he has 20 other keys there also, which he doesn't need in Yontif. He doesn't need them at all. Is he allowed to carry this out? There's a shayla of Eitzah. There's a shayla of the het of Riba Bishurim. Let us not go into the shayla. But al kaponim, that's a very shechirdike shayla. A Moshe has a shayla of a person smokes, if he's allowed to take out a whole package of cigarettes. He won't smoke 20 cigarettes, so he's carrying 15 cigarettes, shalei letzairah. It goes into different shailas of ribu b'shiurim, but let's not speak about that now. But there's an iser without these heterim of ribu b'shiurim. There's an iser of itzor shaloi letzayrich. You're not allowed to carry shaloi letzayrich. Now there is a machloikis hapoiskim, a machloikis rishonim, and a machloikis deremon and the mechaber. Do you have to make a Ruvi Chatzeres Erev Yontif for a Itzah Shaloi Letzairich? If I want to carry from out of my house into the hall, which I need a Ruvi Chatzeres, and I want to make a Itzah Shaloi Letzairich, it's a Itzah Shaloi Letzairich. I want to go out into the hall and go back. Do I have to undo all the keys because I want to carry out? I'm just going into the hall. Do you have to make a Ruvi Chatzeres, yes or no? So Taisvis in Bei Yedav Yud Bei says, yes, you have to make a Ruvi Chatzeres, because Haitzah is also Shaloi Letzairich, so then you have to make a Ruvi Chatzeres for Haitzah Shaloi Letzairich. The Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh hold that a Ruvi Chatzeres, you don't have to make a Ruvi Chatzeres in Yontev, because since the whole Ruvi Chatzeres is at the Rabbonon, And so they didn't make an iser of a Ruvi Chatzeres for Itzah Shaloi Letzairich, since it's not Shchiyach, so there's no inyan bechlal of a Ruvi Chatzeres in Yontif. I'm like a Sarishayne. Bekitzer, from our Taisvis, it would seem a little bit that our Taisvis is not like Taisvis in Beyer. Then we can understand the lomdus of Taisvis. Kiv in the Beyontif Shari Lahitzi Michotza Lachotza, that means there's no musig bechlal of Eruvi Chatzeres in Yontif. So Memele, so therefore there's no Iser Hachone to be Mechem Beyontif Lashabbos. If there is an Iser Haitzo Michotza Lachotza also, then it's difficult to understand what Taisus is answering. Mishum Hachone. Rabbi Elazar said that one is not permitted to make a Ruvei Chatzeres, according to one Teretz, a Ruvei Trumim, according to the first Teretz, in Yontif, Letzairich Shabbos, because he's making Miyontif LeShabbos. So Taisvus Iser Hachone Diyeraisi. This Iser, to make a Miyontif LeShabbos, is an iser de reise ki de yalfina le kamen beschmei. So tach teisves o masha oifen miyonte vle shabbes. If there's an Isar Achone, Meyontav L'Shabbos, Minat Torah, how can you bake Meyontav L'Shabbos? Mishum Eruvei Tavshilim cannot be matter on Isar D'Araisa. Meforish Rabbe B'Perek Eilu Oivrim, Mishum Hoyel Omikle Oichem. Since there's a possibility, when I'm cooking and baking in Yontav, it could very well end up that this will be eaten in Yontav, if Oichem will come. So there's a possibility that the Meloche that was done in Yontav might end up L'Tzoyrech Yontav, even though my Kavon is for Shabbos. But there is such a possibility, Hoyel Omikli Oichem. So Memele, so it is considered, because of this Lomdus of Hoyel, we consider that Ki'ilu, it was done for Yontav. We don't look what his kavona was. We don't look lemaisa what happened. But there's a new lamdas of oil. Since there's a possibility that this meloche could eventually end up being a meloche letzorech yontiv, so memele it is mutter. Hayil amikli oichim, so this is matter the iser the eraisa of hachone. Hayil amikli oichim. That's why one is permitted. So memele ve'im taima. But if you learn Perek Eilu Oivrim, one man the Yomer wanted to say, the Rabbi Eleza Lesley Hoyel. One man the Yomer wanted to say, Rabbi Eleza doesn't hold Hoyel. There's no disfall of Hoyel. Im Kain, Fektach Toises, Oivay, Lididei, according to that man the Yomer, so we're back now with my Kasha. Here we see Klol, that Rabbi Eleza holds Hachone, which is an Isser D'Araisa. And you're saying that he doesn't hold of Hoyel. So I'm back to the old Kasha. Ich oifem miyontav l'Shabbos. Islay Isser Hachone oche b'shmai. V'yesh loima. Dahi du eilo oivrim sova. That a man di yomer an eilo oivrim hold the osa l'mikni shvisa b'shabbat. He holds, like Tosis, that was the previous Tosis. Tosis had asked Akasha, why do you have to say, Al-Tisar Achone, say, Al-Tisar Achone, say, B'Shabbat. So Tosis in the first Teret said, that Agamo is going according to the man Yomar that doesn't hold of this Issa. According to the man Yomar, and Eilo Oivrim that holds, that Rabbi Elazar does not hold Hoyel, so then he can't Al-Koch hold of the Issa Achone. So according to him, it will be also to make a ruvi tchumi miyantav l'shabbos al this varat also l'mikni shvisa b'shabbat. Vos leitzrichen l'taima d'achone k'de perashti. Ve'iruvi chatzeres nami sova hide loivrim d'malvi Rabbi Elazar. So it'll come out according to that man d'yom. If Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold of achone and iruvi chatzeres there's no inyan of l'mikni shvisa. So according to Rabbi Lezel, Taki Bimuta, Miyontav L'Shabbos, Kivin the last Le'achon. Period. Bim Taima, Fek Taisve, Sakati, Mucha, Pekama, De Beye. This Le'el Rabbi Lezel, Hachon, Gabi Beye, Shinol, De B'Shabbos. The Koma, Rabbi Lezel, Adayin, Himach, Loikis. There's a member, an often a member, Rabbi Lezel. Abeye, Shinol, De B'Shabbos. If you're allowed to eat it in Yontif. The Kama Rabbi Lezer Daimach Leikis. Beishami Oimrim Teyochel B'Yontif. Because Beishami doesn't hold of Achone. Beisilul Oimrim Loi Teyochel. So you see, Klo, that an offene Breise, Rabbi Lezer says, that according to Beisilul Loi Teyochel, so you see, Klo, Rabbi Lezer holds Achone. Now, if Rabbi Lezer holds Achone, and you say he doesn't hold of Hoyel, so how are you allowed to bake me on to the Shabbos? The Yeshloima emphatizes that man, the Yomar, will say, the Rabbi Lezer sova ki Beishamai, the Shamuti. Rabbi Lezer said anything. Rabbi Lezer just said it's a machlokes Beishami and Beishilu. Beishami doesn't hold of Achon and Beishilu holds of Achon. And I hold like Beishami. Rabbi Lezer was a Talmud of Beishami. Ba'oit, nachmer, the sanye beperikame de beye, the Rabbi Lezer oimer teyochel hi ve'imo. That if it's noldo b'shabbos, teyochel hi ve'imo b'yontif. So you see, Klo, that Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold of hachone. Na, bei mir ist es schwer verkehrt. Also hier und hier, wenn offene Bereise, aber löst das ein Hodawach und dann auch schwer Agemore. Agemore says that that according to Rabbi Lezer, you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumim because of Achone. Here you have an offer in the Baraisa, the Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold of Achone. So Rabbi Kivege wants to say on this, that there's a difference of Achone de Memele, which Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold of, and Achone be Yedayim is also. That's what Rabbi Kivege wants to say. How this Baraisa will stem with Agamore. And the Etzim Kasha that Taisus had asked, how is one permitted to bake Miyontev L'Shabbos? He's made, there's an Isser Achone de Reise. So the Ritzvo said, Amoyre de Kalomdis, Loishayach Achone ba'afiyo bishul. Afiyo in bishul is not considered your making. The Einzel Tikkun B'Alma. The food is here already. You're just spicing it and heating it up a little bit. That's not called your Meichen. Shemisakin Amachel. It's just called being Misakin the Machel. V'loi Shayach Achon Elinyim Beye. A Beye Shenoda B'Yontiv. That means the whole Beye came into this world. Through Yontiv, that means it came to, so to use this for Shabbos, that's called Yontiv is Meichen L'Shabbos. It's a new entity that wasn't in the world till now, and it came in the world in Yontiv, that you can be Meichen. But if the meat was here, and everything was here, you just added a little salt, and then, and put it into the microwave for 2 minutes. So what's this? That's not called Achone, that's called Atikon Ma'at. Ve'erev, Shudov Chodesh, Uyum Machadish, Anu Shvise, that is called Echon, zogt de Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabbonon, Irev Beraglov B'Yoyim Rishen. A person went, he wanted to be Koine Shvise, Yoyim Rishen is Erev Shabbos. Irev Beraglov B'Yoyim Rishen. So he went Thursday, right before Bein Hashmoshes, he went to the place, we wanted to be Koine Shvise, he sat down there, it was Koine Shvise, Ma'ariv Beraglov B'Yoyim Sheni. He wants to be Koine Shvise again for Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos, before Bein Hashmoshes, he goes. Again, he sits down there for 2 minutes. He's Koine Shvise. He goes back. Nechal Eruvoi B'Yoyim Rishen. What if he was Ma'ariv Yoyim Rishen with pas? And this pas was eaten up. Ein Yoytzin Olov B'Yoyim Sheni. So that pass that was made for Yom Rishon will not help him for Yom Sheni. Divrei Rebbe. Now we have to understand Rebbe holds explicitly and clearly that Shtei Kedushas, that Yom Tov and Shabbos is Shtei Kedushas. So Memele, the pass that was put away for the first day cannot help for the second day. The Erev Beraglov he made for the first day cannot help for the second day. He has to make a new Erev the second day. Let's see Rashi. Ein yoytzi olov b'sheini. Varehu kibnei iroi. So the Erev only helped for that day. The vadai shtei kedushas hein. Vein olov chshas sofik. There's no sofik whatsoever. Divrei Rebbe. So now so far we can have a three-way machlokes. Rebbe holds shtei kedushas. Rabbi Yehuda says, Harei ze chamor gomel. This person who was nechal eruvay beyond of rishin, he's in hot water. Harei ze chamor gomel. Let us see what Rashi says. Harei ze chamor gomel. Rabbi Yehuda was mesupik if it's shtei kedushas or it's chodah kedushas. So let us see Rashi. Dilma chodah kedushahi. Maybe Yontev and Shabbos is one Kedusha. And what if it's one Kedusha? Vikona Erev, so when he put down the Erev, the Bein HaShmoshes of Erev Yontev, he put down the Erev, the Bein HaShmoshes of Thursday, so if it's one Kedusha, Vikona Erev L'Shnei Yomim. So he was kind of the Erev L'Shnei Yomim. Vehivsit, and if that is true that this Erev was kainah for Shnei Yomim, so he lost Alpayim Shekineged Eruvai. So he lost the 2,000 Amis, which is opposite his Erev. That means if his bias was here, and he put the Erev over here, so these Alpayim, he lost, because he was kind of Shvisa over here, so he lost these Alpayim. But this is his Shvisa, and he has Alpayim this way, but these Alpayim he lost. That if it is one Kedusha. Vikan Loikoniklu. But these Alpayim, the second Alpayim, if the Eilev was good, he was kind of the second Alpayim. Aber Vikan Loikoniklu. He wasn't kind of the second Alpayim. El Alpayim Shahoye Loibeloy Eilev. Did Dilme base Kedusha say? Maybe it's two Kedushas. So that means like this, that without the Eilev, if without the Erev, they wouldn't have been kain, and he, this was Beisoi, so he has Alpayim over here, Alpayim over here. If the Erev is kain, he has Alpayim over here, and he has Alpayim over here. So the Alpayim that the Erev could have been kain, the Alpayim he had without the Erev, if the Erev is not kain, so these two Alpayims he cannot use, because we don't know. If it's Chode Kedusha, so he lost this Alpayim, and he has this Alpayim. If it's Shtei Kedushas, he lost this Alpayim, but he has this Alpayim. Al Kapod, but since we don't know, so the two Alpayims, which one he takes of either Al Yedei Beis or Al Yedei Ruvoi, that he doesn't have. He has only between Beisoi and the Erev, which he had without the Erev also. These Alpayim he has Mamonav Shech. That's called Chamol Gomel. He only has between these two areas. The Dilma Beis Kedusha Zayim B'Loi Koneh Erev Erev Yelo Yemechot V'Din Eliyes B'Sheini Kibnei Iroi V'Ein Loi Kan El Alpayim U'Mimonu Shech B'Hanach Alpayim Ama Mishta. He only has this Alpayim over here, the Alpayim between Beisoi and Erev. Al Koponim, so we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that what? That it's a suffix if it's Shtei Kedushas or Kedusha Ach. So therefore, he has a problem. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmoel benoy shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, oimrim, Irev beraglov berishain, if he was ma'arev beraglov berishin, ein ma'arev beraglov b'sheini. It doesn't have to be ma'arev beraglov b'sheini. Because these Yidden hold Kedusha Achas. They hold Klor Kedusha Achas. Irev Beraglo Berishin, Ein Ma'arev Beraglo Berishin. Not the way Rebbe said he has to go there the second day because he holds Shtei Kedushas. They hold it's one Kedusha. Ein Ma'arev Beraglo Berishin. Nechol Eiruvoi B'yoyim Rishin. Yaitzei Olav, even though there's no Erev anymore, is eaten up the first day. Yaitzei Olav B'yoyim. So we have here a three-way machloikis. Rabbi holds Shtei Kedushas, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he's Mesupik if it's Shtei Kedushas or Chad Kedusha, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Eish, Rabbi Yechim Amroik, hold it's Chad Kedusha. Zot Rashi, Ein Ma'arev Beraglov B'Sheini, Ein Tzorich La'arev. The vaday kedusha achas ninu ukechachod the yoyim arichtave. So why do you have to go bimar v'raglo b'sheini? Omarav. So now we have a three-way machloikis. Haloche kedalid skeinim halolu. The haloche is like these four skeinim. We'll see klar. We don't know yet who these four skeinim are. Ba'alibe the Rabbi Lezer, and this stems with the Rabbi Lezer, Eliezer of our Mishneh, the Omar Beis Kedusha Sein. And they, all these four Skenim hold, like Rabbi Lezer, that it is Beis Kedushas. The Eilu Hein Dalit Skenim. Who are the Dalit Skenim? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. So this is Pilei Ploim. They hold Kedusha Achas. But the Gemara is going past this Kasha. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'shmo b'Rab Yechanan ben Broike, b'nai shal b'Yechanan ben Broike, v'Rab Olozo b'Rab Shimon v'Rab Yosi bar Yehudis Timtoi. Rab Yosi bar Yehuda hu Rabbeinu Kodesh Soisa Mishnayis like him. V'ikedom richad minai Rab Olozo Mapik Rab Yosi bar Yehudis Timtoi. Okay, so he had four Zekeinim hold that it is base kedushas, and that's how Rav paskit. Fragt die Gemara, had he here for the Kainim? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Ishmael ben Noi, Rabbi Yechonen ben Breuke, Ibche Shaminen Lohu. They said verkehrt, they said Chode Kedusha. They said Chode Kedusha, so how are you saying that they hold Shtei Kedushas? So the Gemara Epoch. Now Epoch, the Rishayim say, does not mean, say, Punkt verkehrt, that Rabbi holds Chode Kedusha. Rabbi was the one that said, Rabbi was the one that said Shtei Kedushas, and they said Chode Kedusha. So Epoch over here does not mean like that. Epoch means, they said, Bechein Oma, Epoch, that they said like Rabbi. Rabbi holds Shtei Kedushas, and they also said Shtei Kedushas. So Memele, so that's the Baraisa. He says Rabbi, and they hold Shtei Kedushas. So we don't have anyone holding Chat Kedusha Deval. We just had Rabbi Yehuda, that's Mesupik. Fact the Gemara Ihochi Hainu Rabbi, so that's Rabbi. Aimer the Chain Nomer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael Bnei Rabbi Yechonen Ben Breike. Yeah, that's how you have to be goyos. Rabbi and these two Tanoim hold Shtei Kedushas. Fact the Gemara. So if Rab was counting up Zakenim who hold Shtei Kedushas, the Lechshev Nami Rabbi. So you have another Zokin, Rabbi. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Toni Lo, V'loi Sova Lo. Rabbi just said the statement, Tono Rabbonon, Rabbi said the statement, but personally doesn't hold of it. Toni Lo, V'loi Sova Lo. He just said that others hold like this, but I don't hold like this. Tono Rabbonon does not mean I hold like that. Frek the Gemara, if you can learn pshat in the Baraisa, that Rabbi can say a maimer of Shtei Kedushas, but it does not mean he personally holds that way. So v'chein omar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbi Yishmael also means the same thing. We also sang over the such a shita, but personally we don't hold like that. Zukti Gemore, Rav Gemore Gemirilo, Chav Heramesoire. Rabbi Taketoni lo veloy savalo, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel do hold Shtei Kedushas. Let us see Rashi. Chad minay Rabbi Lozo, kol Rabbi Lozo stam b'shashu tane Rabbi Lozo ben Shamuahu. Stimto kori kol misharo Rabbi Devoro b'mkoy meisharbe b'shonon b'mishne stam. That's his Rabbi Yosi stimto. Ibche shamine lohu la'el, v'chein amar Rab Shimon, nechal eruvi berishen, ein yoytze olav b'sheini, because of Shtei Kedushas. V'lich shevnami Rebbe, v'shamine lohu la'el behedye, that he holds Shtei Kedushas. Toni lo, v'loi sova lo. U'ledibre Rabbi Eleza koma, according to Rabbi Eleza, this will be the aloch. Frek de gemara Rabbono nami, hanach Rab Shimon v'Rabbi Yishmael, nehei dektoni v'chein dilme tonu v'loi sovri lo. Rav Gemara Gomelo Merabi. The Hanach Arboz the Kainim Sviriluk Rabbi Leza. Av Rabbi Toni Vlei Sovelo. Rav had a Mesoire. These four the Kainim all like Rabbi Leza, Shtei Kedushas, and that's how we paskin. And Rabbi is Toni Lo Vlei Sovelo. Kinoch Navshei de Rav Hune. When Rav Huna was Nifter, Ayel Rav Chizde Lemilme de Rav Aderav. So Rav Chizde came into the Beis Medrash to ask a kasha of Rav Aderav. Just to understand what is pshat when Rav Huna was Nifter, Rav Chizde came into the Beis Medrash. So the Maritz Chayis enlightens us with a Gemara in Baba Metzia. The Gemara in Bab Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph says as follows. The Gemara says if a person found an Aveide, Aveides Oviv, Aveides Raboy, Aveides Raboy Koidemish, She Raboy Mevi Ilachai Oilam Abo. So the Gemara says as follows. Boy Minei Rav Chizde Me Rav Hune. Rav Chizde Est Ashayla Fom Rav Hune. Talmud v'tzorich loy rabbi. Rav Chizda Gavucha was a Talmud of Rav Huna. He asked him a shayla, what is the din if the Rebbe needs the Talmud. So Rashi explains, Shashoma Shmueis Sheyesh Biyodai Mipi Acherim. The Talmud has a lot of Yiddish which the Rebbe doesn't know. So does it have a din of Rabboi, that Yavedis Rabboi Kedemes, or the Rav Shanish, Rav Shavedis Ovim Kedemes? That was an innocent question. My, that was the Shaila. Rav Huna took it very personally, and he told them as follows, Chizde, Chizde, Loi Tzrich Neloch, I don't need you. Ah Tzrich Osli, you need me. Don't pregnant as El Chishayla. Zogte Gemore, Ad Mem Shone Ikpedi Adodi. For 40 years, there was an hakpode between Rav Huna and Rav Chizde. V'loi ayel legabe yadodi. One did not meet in the other. Kol's man Rav Huna was alive, Rav Chizde didn't go into the base medrash. Davin Charedim maybe, I don't know, but he didn't go into the base medrash. Al kaponim eisus, when Rav Huna was nifter, that's Chana Gemore. Ayel Rav Chizde. Now he was able to go into the base medrash. Agavuchi, the Gemore says in Bob Metzia, Yosef Rav Chizde Mem Taneise Mishem Decholish Daite De Rav Huna. He fasted 40 Taneisim because he was Geir Machalishus Adas De Rav Huna. He didn't mean it. And Yosef Rav Huna Mem Taneise Mishem Decholish De Rav Chizde, that it was Choshin Rav Chizde. So each one fasted 40 Taneisim, but Lemaise, it seems, this Shaila ended up exploded the Shaila. So Al Kaponim, that is Pshat and Agaba. But after the Levaya of Rav Huna, Kinoch, Navshe de Rav Huna, Ayel Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda went into the Beis Medrash after 40 years, Lemilme de Rav Adarav. He asked to ask a stire of Beyer was noiled in Shabbos, it's also beyond Tev. So Lechayre, if it is to Kedushas, So lechayre, if you say it's one kedusha, since both of them are also benoiled, so memela, so it's called it was noiled in the chode yom arichah, because in dinei noiled the muktz, it's one big day, but both have the same isur. But if he holds shtei kedusha saying, so how could Rav say noiled boze asura boze? Omar Rabbe, this was Rav Chizdis Kashe when he entered the Beis Medrash. Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi said, Hosom Mishum Achone. There it's not Osar Alt Kedusha Achas, it's Osar Alt Achone. The Sanye, Vohoyo Bayoim Hashishi, Erev Shabbos, Veheichinu, Erev Shabbos, you should prepare, the Shabbos Tike food should be prepared Bayoim Hashishi. Vohoyo Bayoim Hashishi, Veheichinu. So we learn out from this pasuk as follows. Choyl meichin l'shabbos. Choyl is meichin l'shabbos. V'choyl meichin l'yontev. V'ein yontev meichin l'shabbos. V'ein shabbos meichin l'yontev. So my meiles, I told them, there's a besondere problem over here. It's takeh shtei kedushas, but if Shabbos, it was noiled b'yontev, it's also b'shabbos, because it comes out that the din is that the Shabbos tik is suda. Has to be muchen al yedei yoim choyl. This was muchen al yedei yontev. It's also not alts kedusha achas, it's also alts iser achon. Zogt Rashi. No Rashi's. So let us see Tosfos. Omar Rabbe, Mishum hachone, disanye. So Rabbi said, it's osar al tachon, and he brought a baraisa, that the baraisa says there's an isar achon. Rabbeinu tam mochak misifroi disanye. Rabbeinu tam, when he learned mesechtes erevin, he took white out, and he was moichik this word disanye. Mishum, the omar bereish beye, rabo le taimei, the Omar Rabbe Vohoya Bayoim Ashishi Veheichinu. There it says that this is Rabbe's Ashtik Teure, not a Bereise. We Bereise he, my comma Litaimei. It's not Rabbe's Ashtik Teure, it's a Bereise. Vein zu Kushe, the Nokat Litaimei, משום דרב היבי הברייס התחילה לבייס המדרש. That pshat, it's רבי זשתיק תאירים, because he was the one that brought this ברייס. We no one knew about this ברייס. רבי dug up this ברייס. If it's a ברייס, so how could any amoira hold this no Isra v'chon? ואין להקשיב מן הברייס אל רבי יוחנן דלס ליחון פרקם הדבי, דלמה לא מיסני ברבי חייה ורבי שיה, maybe it's not a ברייס was learned in the base medrash of רבי חייה ורבי שיה, so we're not sure how authentic it is, how eiskalten it is. So ממילא, so רבי יוחנן holds, we don't pass along this ברייס, רבוז, we do pass along this ברייס. ואוי דיקה פלוקטה דה תענוי בפרקם הדבי, בכלל זה מחלויקס תענוי מבחון, אסביל דה סיזה ברייס, זה איך נשקפלו, דה אה תענוי מודון הול דחון. ורשי פרש בבי, דה רבו לטעמי, וצ'ה לטעמי, דה אומר עלי בי, באילו עוברים דה מוקצה דה הרייס מהייקרו. Heises, Rabbe in Psochem holds that the Isser Ishtamshes b'mukze is mina teure. And Rabbe learns it out from this posik, so that's Rabbe l'taimei. Rabbe in Psochem that said there's an Isser Mukze. B'loi nehiret, Heises doesn't like this, void the mashma osam dehodebei, Rabbe, there was only a half of me, the Rabbe was chayzer, so wouldn't say Rabbe l'taimei. So you have to say Rabbe l'taimei, the Heises says, because he was the one that brought the Bereis. Ve'ein yontev meichin l'shabbos. We learn from this posik that the Suddis Shabbos has to be muchen al yedei yom chayil, not al yedei yontev. How do you know that maybe it says v'hoye b'yom ha'shishi ve'echinu? Yom ha'shishi could be yontev also. The kro mashme b'yom ha'shishi shohoye yoyret hamon. The pasuk is speaking about that the mon is yoyred b'yayim ha'shishi. So from a day that the mon is yoyred, you have to be meichin for Shabbos. Ve'omar b'medrash, the darshinin shlo yorad mon lo yisrael b'shabbos as v'yomim toivim. So me'mele, so therefore, a sudi Shabbos cannot become muchen al yedei yontev, because yontev is not a day sheyorad b'yamon, and the shishi of the pasuk is speaking about a day sheyorad b'yamon. Yesh medroshim chalukim. This shaila, if the mon was yoyred in yontev, is debatable. The darshino. We darshin by yevorech vayekadesh. Yevorech shem eshvi vayekadesh oisoi. So chazal darshin bolchoi bimon. Bolchoi bimon, that there's a double portion comes erev Shabbos. Vekitchei bimon, that the mon does not fall on Shabbos. And in davening we say, Ubeirachtoi mikol hayomim, Bekidashtoi mikol azmanim. So the mele that Shabbos is more Kaddish than all other zmanim. So Vaistochois that in Yontif the mon did fall, because that's what Shikdashim calls manim. Mashma de Yorad mon beyond. So Ibezoi, if Yorad mon beyond, so back to the Kasha, so how could you be Medayik? That ein yontev meichen l'shabbos. L'fizat zoch loyme da shishi mashma mevuro, da haynu choyl, kamoi hayerech, hayem yomenesh shebiyerech. Har mevuro means choyl, is a p'stateis arosh, is mamtik a little bit, shekein hu roiv hayomim. Roiv shem hashishi is hayemei achil. Hashishi, so means hashishi, the shishi, that's like roiv hayomim. Which is a yom chol. Al kaponim. So where are we up to? We're up to like this. He says, Rav Chizda had asked a stira in Rav. Rav Paskins shtei kedushis, and Rav Paskins nel de bezeh asura bezeh. So Rabbi answered, that's also al tachon. So what are you telling me? That Hachone is also. That's what you're telling me. Rav holds Hachone is also. Eloha desnan. Keitzet hu oise. Maili choy berishain. It says in the Mishnah. Maili choy berishain. He takes the pass. Erev Yontev. Machshechalov. Benoitloy, and he takes it a ball and he goes back. Besheni machshechalov. Ba'oichloyu balloy. So I'm asking you a kasha, kol meichin miyontev l'shabes. He's meichin miyontev l'shabes. The Rishonim want to say that, I mean, what was he mechadish over here? That is a Issar Achone. And Rabbi Lezer also, we had before, Rabbi Lezer holds Shtei Kedushas, holds this an Issar Achone. What are you chappening with this Teretz of Rabbi? So, there's a Mahalach in Rishonim, the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say that there's Dargis of Achone. There's a big Achone, a smaller Achone. So Memele, the Hachone that Rabbi Lezer spoke about, to take a Paslach HaTchile, and to make Erev Tchumim, Miyontav L'Shabbos, that's a big Hachone, that's also. Rabbi was Machadish Afila Beyesh and Nilda Memele is also an Isser Hachone. So if you say even a smaller Hachone is also, so here the Gemara asked, bringing back the pass the second day is also a smaller achone because it was there the day before. Just bringing it back to where it was before. But if you say a small achone is also also, so memeila this should be also. Okam meichin miyomtev l'shabbos. Amalei Rabbi. So Rabbi again answered the kasha. Mi sovres soif hayoim koine erev. What do you think? That the Seif HaYoim, the Seif HaYoim, which would mean the end of Yom Tevis Koine, Miboid Yoim, Tchilis HaYoim Koine Erev. Tchilis HaYoim is Koine Erev. What does Tchilis HaYoim mean? The beginning of Shabbos is Koine Erev. The Shabbos Mechino La'atzmo. So he says, when you bring back a pass, in Shabbos, and you bring back the pass, Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmoshes, so Pshat is, it's not Yontev Meichin L'Shabbos, Shabbos Meichin L'Latz. Frek de Gemore, Elo Miyato, so what are you telling me now? That you're telling me now a new Yisod. I mean, Rabbi, with each Kasha, Rabbi was coming up with Terutzim. So Rabbi said now, you know, Tchilas HaYoyim Koine, Tchilas HaYoyim Koine, so then there's no Yisar HaChone. Elo ma'atas abaye asked him, oh, if tchilas hayoyim koine, ya'arvu belogin? We learned before, login, the case was as follows, that a person had a barrel of ma'aser, that was tovu l'tumas ma'aser, and he took out a log, a picture that was a tvul yoyim, that was nitmo and nitvol that day. It's going to be toir at night. He took out a pitcher with this pitcher, which is a tful yoim. He took out some meiser, and he said the meiser in this pitcher should be trumas meiser, but it shouldn't be now trumas meiser. It shouldn't get tamei. It should become trumas meiser mishetechshach. So there it says. The one is permitted to eat it mishetechshach, but one is not permitted to use this for an Erev. Now, if you learn Soif HaYoyim Koine Erev, so Soif HaYoyim it's Koidim Shetechshach, so then it's still Tevel, so then it can't be Koine Erev. But if you hold Tchilas HaYoyim Koine Erev, so Memeila, why can't you use the Logim Shel Tvuyoyim for an Erev? That's a bias kashat habit. So he answered him. We had this rapop. He said this starts before be'in and suda ruyim aboy joim veleke. That einoch hanami taket the kinyan shvis is besoif hayoim, but you need ruuya mi boy joim. It has to be roy mi boy joim, and this is not roy mi boy joim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi. Misavre soif hayoim shel erev Shabbos koine erev dahavi yontiv meichin l'Shabbos. It's tchilas hayoim is koine. Yavu belogin, login tvul yoim. This man lel bepirkin. Shemileyu min hachovi shel tevel. He had a chovis of tevel and he filled it up with login shel tvuyev. Omar eizet rumas maise l'shatech shach borav kayomim. Vim omar irbu li bo lo yom aklum al masayif hayem kaineiru vakati tevelu. So he said, no, there the time is because you need ראויה מבעוד יין ולק. אלו, סבייס, סנאו נו יסוד. רבו was telling him, on each cash, he was telling him, נו הלוחס. You need ראויה מבעוד יין? אלו, he said, oh, you need ראויה מבעוד יין? Oh, I have a cash on you. Ho, this nan, we learned our Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Yontev HaSomach L'Shabbos. It says in our Mishnah, Yontev HaSomach L'Shabbos, Bein Milafoneo, Ubein Milachareo, Say Yontev is before Shabbos, Yontev is after Shabbos, Ma'arev Odom Shnei Eruvin. So you can make for one day one Eruv, and for the second day a second Eruv. The opposite direction, one Lamizrach, one Lamayrev. Frag de Gemore Habeinon Suude Haruye Miba'oyoy. Now let us see Rashi to understand the Kasha. Hochi Garcine, if you tell me need a Suude Haruye Miba'oyoy, Hodesnan Rabbi Lezer Habeinon Suude Haruye Miba'oyoy Vileke Ma'arev Odom Shnei Irum. A Kasalke Daitoch, the Habamina of the Gemore was, Ze lesoif alpayim lemizrach, vze lesoif alpayim lemayrov. Now let us be megashim the inyan. We have, let's say, this is beisoy, and this is mizrach, and this is mayrov. The first day he made soif alpayim lemizrach, he made an eire for the first day, and for the second day he made soif alpayim lemayrov, and he lived over here. And he put two Eruvin, one for Yontif and one for Shabbos. Kasal kadai v'zeh l'soif alpayim l'mizrach, v'zeh l'soif alpayim l'mayrach. V'chikona lo yoyim rishin l'mizrach. When he was kind of yoyim rishin l'mizrach, this is his mokim shvisa the first day. He have a boy l'mezel l'mayrev ho'ir psiya achas. Now let us say, this is Yontif. Yontev, his Mokem Shvise is over here. Now, if you want to go Yontev, Lemayrev Ho'ir Psiya Achas. That means, from here to the ear is Alpayim Amo. So he's allowed to go to the ear. But outside of the ear, he's not allowed to go, because that's more than Alpayim Amo, and he was kind of Shvise over here. So he has no way in Yontev to go one Psiya out of the ear. Now, if you're telling me Nida Suda Haruya mi Ba'oid Yoim, you're telling me. So how could it be Kainish Vise with the Erev in Mayrev, which is Alpayim Amo away? How could it be Kainish? It's not Ruya Lecha mi Ba'oid Yoim. He can't get to it mi Ba'oid Yoim. When it's Yontav, he can't get to it. Because Yontav is Mokim Shvise, was the Mizrach here. So how can he get to it? It's not Ruya mi Ba'oid Yoim. If you didn't tell me this, you said of mi Ba'oid Yoim. You'll tell me, it's Trilas Hayoim Kainish Visa, so it's very good. You Kainish Visa at night, at the beginning of Shabbos, so Mamela, then this Erev became bottle, so it's a Ruye. But I say, Ruye me Boy Joim, so it has to be Boy Joim Roy. It's not Roy for this person to eat it. Let us see Rashi. Let's see noch mal rasch. Kasal ke daitach zel seif a paim le mizrach, zel seif a paim le mayr. Prikon lo yem rishin le mizrach, he have a boy le mezel le mayr of her ear. Psiya achas, he wants to go one step out of the mayr of her ear, le motzi ozlu. De mi mokai meru boy, yesh lo yal paim ama le chol ruach. He yes al paim ama le chol ruach. Varei meru boy, Ad Iroi, Havi Alpayim, from the Erev till the ear, Havi Alpayim. V'chol Iroi miyum motze ozel de kula l'didei, the whole ear is allowed to go, even the lon bo kedaladam is tomulei. Okay, the ear, since he was lon in the ear, says the din of daladam is avot feile motze ozel. V'heichi konelei Erev de bemayrev v'bein ashmoshes. Habeinan suude haruuya mi ba'oid yoy. Vavi boi le mezel le michle ve ba'oid yoyim le motzi ozul. He can't go to eat it because it's out of his tchum. So the Gemara, so this is a kasha again on Rabbi. You machad shni desu derud ba'oid yoyim. And for the Gemara, Misavres de Monachlei Besoif Alpayim Amo, who told you that Mizrach Meirav means that it was put Soif Alpayim Amo Lekan, or Besoif Alpayim Amo Lekan? Loi, that's not the case. No, de Monachlei Besoif Elef Amo Lekan, and Besoif Elef Amo Lekan. That means that his bias was over here, And Lemizrach he made Elef Amis away. And Meirav also made Elef Amis away. So what comes out from the Erev and Mizrach till the Erev and Meirav is Alpayim Amis. So he can go from Mizrach to Meirav. Who told you he took the complete distance what he could have taken with an Erev? He only, each Erev was only 1,000 Amis away from the city, so it comes out from each other, there was a distance of 2,000 Amis away, so you can go from one to the other. Let us see Rashi. Loi, Besoif Alpayim, who told you that the Erev is Besoif Alpayim, the Sul Eslei, Litzatche Kenegde Biyoim Rishin Klum, the first day he can't get to it. Loi, the Monach, Loi Besoif Elef, Lehavet Tzorich Lemezel. When he made the Erev Trumim to begin with, he only had to go 3,000 Amma. So he didn't have to put the Erev all the way down. Afal pi shekona eruvay lemizrach, yochal leilach eitzel eruvay b'marev. V'mimokem eruvay shebemizrach aderev shebemarev alpayim udahavet. That means if the bias is here, and the erev shebemizrach is 1,000 amas away, and the erev shebemarev is 1,000 amas away, so there's only a 2,000 amas distance between Mizrach and Meirav, so Mamela, so it's Ruhu Yoloi Mi Ba'oi Joi. Let us see Taisvis. For Be'inan Su'ude, Ve'im Toima, Ve'ru Yehi La'oison Shebet Chumoi, Frektach Taisvis, what's your problem? Einach Anami, it's not the Roi for me, I can get to it, Yontev. But to the people who are in the tchum of the Erev Shebemayrev, they can get to it. K'moy Shema'arvin li'Yisrael b'trume, k'even Sheruya l'Kahanim. It doesn't have to be Roy for the Ma'arev alone. Abi it's Chozi for someone, it's also good. V'yeshloima, the k'moy She'tzorich ba'laylo, the Hainu Shas K'niyas Erev, when you're kind of the Erev, Shehu ve'eru v'itoy chatchum. This is a different thing that he has to be in the same tchum with the Erev. Din is galgul ha'erev chutz l'tchum le'havi Erev. That's a nuchason. Even though the Erev is chozi l'achil. But if he is not together with the Erev in one tchum, hu ve'eru v'bitchum echad yini le'havi Erev. That was the Gemara's machadish. Ruhi mi boi joim, not ruhi lachila. It has to be betoich tchumay mi boi joim. Period. So taisvis vahod, they come of obi'in in suda ruhi mi boi joim v'leke teimem. So taisvis asks now on the hemshech of the Gemara. Abaye is bombarding Rabba with kashas. One kasha was, how could you bo b'sheini unmach shecholov? It's you're making. So he told them, t'chilas hayoim koine. So let's think of it. Abaye held, soif hayoim koine, yes, the kasha. So he told them, t'chilas hayoim koine. So he asked them, oh, t'chilas hayoim koine? So why can you be marav belogin if t'chilas hayoim koine? So he told them, you need ruyim iboi jayim. Oh, you need ruhi me boi joim? So yes, the makasha. So bezoi, how could it help if ruhi le mizrach the first day, ruhi le ma'ir of the second day? It's not ruhi me boi joim. So looking at the hemshech ha'gemore, so all these kashas, Abaye was bombarding him with his terutzim. You were machadish, so if I am kind. And you were machadish, then you need ruhi me boi joim. So I have a kasha on you. So let us go retroactively. Now, how did Abaye learn? Abaye learned that that not chilas ayoyim koine, that saif ayoyim koine. That's how Abaye learned. Taktach taisves, Abaye zich has a problem. Let us see taisves. Taim, the mashma de nechele lay, according to Abaye would be good. Eloi beinan sudaruyim meboidem. The whole kash is only on Rabbe. Va'av al gav de sovar saif ayoyim koine. He holds saif ayoyim koine. Keine Erev. So a timur would be good. But am I? Forget, according to you, it's not schwer. If you hold Seif HaYoyim Keine, Kiven, the Salket Baitach, the Monach, Alpayim Lekan, Valpayim Lekan, Heichi Konye Lei Seif HaYoyim Erev, Ushvisasi Yadayim B'Seif HaYoyim Dalad Alofim Rochik Me'eruvay. Fektach Taisis, if you hold Seif HaYoyim Keine, so you also are not what a bus freaks to have me. Whatever I say, you ask God me. And according to you, it's good. That's Taisvus Kash. The Taisvus Rabbeinu Peretz says a very interesting Peretz. Even the Seif HaYoyim Kaina Erev, if you hold Seif HaYoyim Kaina Erev, im kein ki moto Seif HaYoyim, ozdo like Knias Erev the Yoyim Rishon. If you say that everything dreht sich in Seif HaYoyim, so soon as it comes Seif HaYoyim, so the Erev of Yoyim Rishon becomes bottle. Dehi shaita de soif hayoim loy mitvis be'erev orishin hayov ozu shaskni is erev liyoim shein. If you hold soif hayoim is koine, so this man of kinyan of the second erev, so that's this man that it becomes ois first erev. So if it's ois first erev, so I can get there. The whole kasha was, how can I get there? My mokim shvise is in Mizrach. No, in this man kinyan, I don't have a mokim shvise in Mizrach. So the mail according to Abaye was good. But according to Rabbi was shver. Rabbi said that even though tchilas hayoyim koine, but you don't look at this man kinyan, need ruye mi boi join before, a fellow before this man kinyan. So yes, though before this man kinyan, you have to be roy. It's not roy for him because it's a ruboy be mizrach.